Jefferson Graham here with the iPhone Photo Show. I am solo this week. Thank you for listening. Today we're going to talk about time-lapse videos. And if you've been watching me on YouTube at PhotoWalks TV recently, you know I've been going down a rabbit hole with time-lapses. So if you've read some of the stuff I've written in the newsletter, I apologize, but you get to hear me talking about it. I do have another angle on top of it, though. Apple's iPhone is so automatic that when you open up the time-lapse app, when you actually open up the camera app and go to the time-lapse mode, no matter how long you keep the camera rolling for, once you advance to a certain level, Apple will determine that your video cannot be longer than 30 seconds, and they will take frames out of your video to keep it shorter rather than longer. As I learned when I let an iPhone 15 roll for 3 days solid. I actually did a 10-day shoot, but I stopped and started the camera, and I didn't understand what's going on. I could let the camera roll for 3 days and still only have 30 seconds of footage. Well, turned out that the automatic gremlins were at the work. So I did a workaround, and I used an app called Lapsit actually let me record the way I'm supposed to. And I ended up with a footage that was over an hour long, and it looks really good. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. For those of you who don't know the whole story, let me jump in. I'm a time-lapse freak. I have time-lapses from all over the world, from Paris, from Madrid, from Santa Barbara, from Solvang, from Manhattan Beach. Where was I this summer? Monument Valley, and that was great too. And I just love watching the world flying by me. I love watching clouds zoom across the sky. And they're so easy to make on mobile phones. All you have to do is open up that tripod, stick the phone into the tripod holder, compose your shot, press record, and let it roll. Usually the longer you can let it roll, the better. I usually peter out after about an hour. An hour will get you that 30 to 60 seconds on another camera, but Apple will only give you 30 seconds of footage. And, there's so much more, because in an instance where you're doing the sunrise, you want to wait it out, and you want the sunrise to start at the bottom of the screen and then go all the way to the top of the screen, and that takes time. So I usually just press record and bring something for me to do, whether to read, whether that be a book, whether that be another phone, just something to keep time going. Because what you can't do is you can't just park your phone, press record, and then walk away and hope that nobody will have stolen, would have taken your phone. Did get away with it on the roof of a hotel where they told me I could have private access. So I let it roll there for quite a while. But most places you have to stand there. And the longer you go, the better the footage is, generally, because you'll see things that you wouldn't normally see. So I was in Nova Scotia October, and one morning at the bread and breakfast we were staying at, the woman who runs the place opened up YouTube and ran a 30-minute time-lapse clip of Nova Scotia. And I said, wow, that's cool. I could do that. I could do that in Manhattan Beach, right? So I have a friend that lives at the beach. And I called and I said, I have this idea. Can I put the camera on your deck and let it roll for a few days without fear of somebody breaking in and taking the phone? And they said, well, we have a better idea. Our upstairs neighbor has gone on vacation, and she's going to be gone for 10 days. Second story, put the camera up there on the second story deck, and then you'll have nothing to worry about. So obviously I said, yes, yes, yes. And I ran over there with multiple extension cords, two tripods, two phones. I have an extended USB-C to USB-C cord, which is good, but frankly, all you need is an extension cord. That's all you need. Extension cord, two tripods, your tripod mount, which I have the Manfrotto smartphone mount. Set it up, and there you go. So I composed the shots. I have did two different shots of the beach action. One camera was focused on the Manhattan Beach Pier. Manhattan Beach, by the way, is an idyllic Southern California beach community. It is south of Santa Monica and Venice and north of Laguna Beach. And it's an LA suburb. We're in LA County. It's got 35,000 people. It's everything you ever saw on Baywatch. So one camera is focused on the pier, and then the other camera was a shot of just some palm trees and the skies. So I just wanted to see the clouds flying by and whatever happened in the middle of the night. So I pressed record, and then I started going in every day to make sure that the camera was still rolling. Now the Samsung Galaxy S23 turned off, and I didn't know why. There's an unlimited button in there. You can say, I want to go unlimited recording, but if you go on the Star Trails recording, it will turn off. And that's what I had done for the first night, and it looked terrible. So then I changed the setting from infinity to, they have a, you know, one frame a second, good for clouds. I set it to there, and it kept on recording. On the iPhone, you have no choices. Your only choice is, which lens are you going to use? Are you going to use the ultra wide, the wide, or the telephoto? You can't choose what your frame rate will be. So I chose wide because that is the sharpest lens, and let it record. And as I said, I went back every day to make sure that it was still recording. And after the first day, everything was pretty good. And I'd go back and I'd change the shot a little bit, or I'd press stop and record so that the file wouldn't be giant, because the Galaxy files, as we found out later, 60 gigs. I mean, that was a massive file. Because the iPhone files were 30 seconds, they never got very big at all. And it wasn't until the end that I figured out what was going on with Apple, when those files were so short, and I looked it up and it said they will not allow you to go longer than 30 seconds out of a fear that you will eat up all the storage on the phone. So they just start pulling frames right and left out of your footage. And the end result is something wild. I mean, absolutely crazy. And it's super, 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 super fast, faster than it needs to be. And I like it, but I also would prefer manual control. Thank you very much. So once I figured out what was going on, I tried a whole bunch of apps, and I found the Lapsid app was as good as I wanted something to be, because I had manual controls, and I also had with the app, it adjusted for lighting. So let me back up one second and say the reason that I love making time lapses on mobile phones is because of the ease. If I make it on a DSLR or mirrorless camera, I'm going to take thousands of photos at all different lighting levels, and I put the photos into Lightroom, import them, and then I have to adjust the lighting and process them. Then I'll export the file. Then I'll send it to Final Cut, which is what I use for video editing, and I'll work on it there. Then I'll export it, and then I'll finally be able to see it. I mean, that's a lot of steps to finally see something that, when on the iPhone or Galaxy, you press record, you stop recording, and then you watch what you did. And it all happens, it all processes in the phone. The other issue, again, is lighting. As I mentioned, with the DSLR, you're going to start at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, then it's going to get dark, then it's going to get light the next morning. And how do you handle that? You know, one way is to put on auto ISO and hope, and then, you know, AV and hope for the best. But on the phone, the lighting is perfect. So with this Lapsid app, I set the frame rate and I say, you know, record nonstop, record in infinity, and let it go. Now, there is a fee, and it's a weird fee. It's 99 cents for a week. It's $5 for the year. And I happily paid it because I really like the results. It's a little wonky. Once you finish, you have to export the file to go into photo. You have to process the file and then export it to go into photos. But Give me manual versus automatic, and I will definitely be a happy camper. One question I get a lot is, which phone is better for time lapses, the iPhone or the Galaxy? Well, I'm going to say the Galaxy in a walk because you have manual controls. Now, I would argue that the Lapsit looks as good as the Galaxy footage does. So, you know, we made the iPhone work, but, you know, what most people are going to see is automatic controls that they can't change. So for that, I have to give it to the Galaxy. Galaxy also gives you multiple speed choices, 1 frame a second, 3 frames, 5 frames, and on and on and on. So a lot more choices there. Also, if you do have a Galaxy and you want to use it and you look for time lapse, you have to go to the more section, which is all the way to the right. After photo and video and all that sort of stuff, it's in the more section, and they call it hyperlapse. So other apps besides Lapsit. Well, Blackmagic Camera app is a new app that has gotten raves. It's the app that Apple used when they filmed their Mac introduction video that we spoke about in last week's episode. It's very professional oriented. You've got to know your stuff. There is a way to do time lapses in there, but there's not a dedicated time lapse button. And I have yet to find it. And in fact, I called Blackmagic. I called the tech support and I said, could you tell me how to do a time lapse video, please? And they said, sorry, we don't offer any sorts of input that way. You'll have to go on the forum. I left a note on the forum, and that was several hours before I started recording this, and I've yet to hear back from them. So I think there's a way you can adjust the frame rate within the app. Not sure how to do it. If anybody's listening and wants to hold my hand, I will very happily have you hold my hand. And probably, and hopefully by next week, I'll be able to tell you more about it. The company Moment has an app where for $4, you can get the time-lapse add-on. But again, you're gonna be changing the frame rates and the exposure. It's a little bit more complicated. I haven't had a chance to really dive in, but that's another possibility. The GoPro cameras, which is worth mentioning, the GoPro cameras also have really good time lapse, and they have multiple speeds as well as Star Trails. Star Trails is a little wonky. Star Trails is where you see all these stars appearing in the sky. So I'd also recommend doing the GoPro thing, but you know, it's the smartphone that's in our pocket all the time and makes it really easy to do time lapses when we have these phones. Now, okay, I was very privileged with my experience. I have a friend who lives at the beach. I have a feeling that everybody listening here, I can ask them to raise their hands and ask how many of them have friends who live at the beach, or do they live at the beach at all? And I'm guessing very few hands are being raised. But do you have a balcony to your apartment, to your house? Do you know anybody who has a deck? I mean, there's so many opportunities to get a long time lapse. And I got to tell you, these long time lapses, you're seeing stuff that you would never, ever see. So, for instance, the whole thing about day turning to night and night turning to day again, which is something I could never, ever do because, let's face it, I go to sleep. So these shots I got of Manhattan Beach, sunset then before the time change was roughly 6 o'clock. It would be dark shortly after, and then it would be, what, you know, how many hours? 10 hours, 12 hours of darkness, and then the next thing you know, all these clouds start appearing in the morning and the light just, you know, shifts and changes. And it's just fascinating to watch. You have other places where I saw a very brief rainbow formed out of the clouds that I saw in a time lapse that I never would have seen in person. And then you see, you know, again, the clouds flying by. I had a day where it was overcast, then it wasn't, then it was, then it wasn't. And that's fun to see it going back and forth. And then in the last footage I did, it was foggy. It was foggy for days. And so the fog would fly in and then blow away and then come back. And it, I don't know, it's, you know, I just love it. I hope you do too. I put up another video. I've done several videos here. So first I did the 10-day shoot showing every day at a time. And that's fun. That's up on YouTube at PhotoWalks, youtube.com/PhotoWalksTV. I did another video about how I did everything and what pieces you need. And then I finished off with my Lapsit video coupled with the Samsung video in the fog, when it was foggy. So I ran the best 2 minutes at the front, and then I ran 1 hour of footage because I heard from a friend of mine who said that she loves the beach so much she would watch an hour because she would just be mesmerized. And I have it, so I posted it. It's at youtube.com/PhotoWalksTV. Guys, if you have any questions about making time-lapse videos, I could be your go-to guy because I've spent a lot of time on it, and I'd love to talk to you guys. My best thing, subscribe to the newsletter, jeffersongraham.substack.com, and you could get in touch with me directly there. Go to the iPhonePhotoTeam.com. You can hit me up there. Leave a comment at YouTube. And that's the story. So next week, we'll be back with another show. Let me know what you'd like to hear about. I have a feeling we might be talking about Black Friday and some fun gear to buy. But I'd like to hear from you guys. What's on your mind? I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to the iPhone Photo Show, and we'll see you next time.